This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
As a loud rips from
Sorry, Logan's mom!
It takes everything he has not to slip out of consciousness.
Do me a favor and please say that I apologize on your behalf.
Mom! Steve says sorry!
The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge Hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Valerie, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday night fan fiction.
Oh my goodness, this is like the first time I come back and it's not in the middle of a conversation.
Well, we did have a conversation.
Well, we don't have anybody to talk to.
Yeah, you just brought us on here because you want to make us slave laborists and not pay anybody else.
Hey,
slave
David, if I offered you the chance to leave the show, would you take it? And he's gone.
I was about to say, it's kind of like a Stockholm Syndrome thing. He's been here so long that he doesn't want to leave. Yeah, then he just fucking left, so it's whatever.
It's like, First Blood, where Rambo comes back and he just can't function in society. He's just been in war too long. So Dave cannot function in normal society without us.
It's true. I heard about it on the news.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, and this is the last episode of Season 3! I know I say this every season, but this is the longest season we've had yet out of the three. So, I mean,
because we just keep getting longer.
Never end at this point.
Yeah, it'll probably just never end. Just like Nerdy Show Season 4, that never ended.
No, you know what? I think a Simpsons episode season length is good. Like, anywhere between 23 and, like, 26 episodes is fine by me. And I don't want to go to 30. 30 is just like, oh, God, please let it stop!
How many episodes have we had this season?
This is going to be 26.
Oh, really?
Oh, so we're, like, a normal anime season.
25, yeah. This is normal anime season.
Longer, because the last fic that we've been reading has been the worst.
We've also had a lot of unscheduled absences. I mean, we did start this in, like, September of last year.
Oh, yeah.
So... But, I mean, I guess that's life, and we can't be going all the time. But, hey, you know, let's do more retrospection after we've finished the story.
That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May.
I don't want to get shot in May. May is like a month away. I have a whole life to live, Dave.
Yeah, that's a soap opera on TV.
Oh, getting shot in May is a soap opera on TV.
Yes, absolutely.
Welcome back to Getting Shot in April. May, whatever. June, July.
You're fucking us up really bad. Really
I don't
bad.
Care. I don't know months. I don't get paid to know months. Anyways, there's the story. We're on page 139. We're so close I can taste it. We are literally on the epilogue. Or epilogues.
You can already taste the jism?
Yes. Ridiculous jism. Isn't the Jism a member of the Wu-Tang?
No, that would be the Jizza.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to go first. Also, why are there only three of us this time around? Because this is the end of our season. We always basically start and end with just us. You know, this is pure, uncut, uncircumcised Friday Night Fan Fiction. Minus Val.
Brought to you by the Nerdy Show Network. Visit
I don't know. At Nerdy Pretty sure Show. We're all circumcised. Get I mean, get you, had, you had a video of yours.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Like, did you really have a video of your circumcision?
Dave, when I see you in May, I will bring it.
Don't bring it. It's already been brought.
I brought it to the streets. And you know what? Okay, so right before we start, let's just say, if you like Friday Night Fan Fiction, be sure to rate us on iTunes, because that really helps with exposure. Also, be sure to check out our merchandise on the Nerdy Show Amazon store. We have two t-shirts available, and hopefully at some point in the future, we will have actual drinking glasses available to order. In between Season 3 and Season 4, if you would like to read with us, go and find our forum. It's pinned to our tweets, and it's also pinned to our Facebook. Sign up.
It's also pinned to our wrists.
Yeah, it's pinned to my nipples. Sign up to be a guest reader for season 4. We've had 15 responses so far, so if you're interested, the cutoff date will be right before season 4 begins. And be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And if you're going to be at ODUCon this coming weekend, be sure to see us not Friday, not Saturday, but both Friday and Saturday nights. I think I did that right. Okay, there's already porn there. Let's go.
Well done, team. Well done.
Logan, you start.
Oh, 39, right?
139, yes.
Yeah. No, actual page 39. We have to read it all over.
No, again. No!
That definitely piques Bucky's interest. What sort of conspiracy was going on here? This means there actually was a reason why Rebecca gave Steve that money. And it's apparently a discussion she thinks is better for them to have alone. Curiosity killed the cat, absolutely, because Bucky finds himself sitting down at the edge of the dock with a cigarette between his fingers, staring to his sister with interest and waiting for her explanation. Within a minute of her suggesting it, Rebecca is completely loving this right now, keeping Bucky held in suspense. She stretches her hand behind her to keep herself up, leisurely kicking her feet back and forth as they dangle over the edge, toes catching the surface of the water. She starts shooting him with these devilish little side glances.
With her side arms! With her revolvers! With her side arms.
Just to fuck with him and rile him up. She's able to make him crack when he winds up grinning and pushing her shoulder harmlessly, demanding, "Seriously, what? What's going on?" Rebecca stares out at the view ahead of them. As the seconds pass, her smirk tapers off and her eyes narrow slightly, like she's in deep thought. Calmly, she tells him, "Steve and I had a bet going." Yeah, I paid Steve to kill you with a Dodge Caravan.
Oh,
a bet, Bucky repeats. She huffed out a short chuckle, still staring forward. "You're like a parrot today," she teases. "Yeah, a bet. A bet about what?" Again, she doesn't answer right away. But when she does, it's to look directly at him and say, "You really thought I wasn't going to catch on that you two weren't actually dating?"
Oh, she dropped the bomb.
Oh, who cares? There's no stakes to be had, Steve.
Oh, now I actually want a steak.
Who cares? There's no stakes.
Also, if anybody here eats their steak medium well, they can get out.
Yeah, seriously. I thought you were about to say that you did that shit, and I was going to tell you.
No, I had it forced upon me for like the entirety of my childhood, where my mom, if there was any pink in the meat, she thought it wasn't done yet.
Remember, if it's...
Technically, it's not done yet, but...
The steak.
Well, because well done is, like, completely... There's no juice left in the meat, and it's a brick.
It's a shoe. A very
Bucky's
good
mouth
smelling shoe.
Opens a sliver. His brain short-circuiting before completely flatlining. That had been just about the last thing he'd expected her to say. Bucky had been so certain that they had everyone convinced, especially after the kissing incident earlier in the week. He definitely didn't think there'd be any room left for doubt once he and Steve actually did hook up and make things official. Now he's quickly going over all the details from the last week with lightning fast speed, trying to pinpoint where they'd gone wrong. Seeing his change in expression, she smiles sympathetically and explains, "It was sort of obvious. I mean, you two definitely had a we're friends, but that there's something else there sort of vibe. But something just seemed off. You're not exactly hard to read, you know."
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so I've been told. Bucky mutters, looking away now, too. Feels like the story of his life when it comes to trying to act a certain way around Steve Rogers and completely failing at the same time. For the record, I don't know if Mom or Dad figured it out, she offers, or Ben. If they know, wait, who's Ben?
Ben's the brother. The middle brother, the one that does the fucking, or little brother, the one that has the fucking Xbox.
Sure, whatever. If they know, they didn't say anything, and I didn't bring it up to them either. And, I mean, she lowers her gaze, looking like she's thinking again. I'm not going to tell him, you know. Why not, Bucky asks. I mean, you called it from the start. Isn't this the part where you say, I told you so? No, she answers simply, a little more quietly, as she glances back up. But why? Bucky presses. He genuinely doesn't understand why Becca's promising to keep his secret. David.
What did I do?
It's your turn.
It's not his turn.
Shit. It is his turn.
No, it's not. It's not my turn. Fine. It
I
is.
Said it's his turn.
No, it's not my turn.
Fine. It just is. Despite Logan, it's my turn.
Ha! Fuck you, asshole.
Page 140. Because you're actually happy. She answers after a short pause. They look to each other and she shrugs casually. I mean, I see the way you two look at each other. I already told you that. Okay, maybe you two haven't been actually dating for as long as you say you have, but with the way you two very obviously feel about each other, you might as well be. I like Steve, she tells him. We all do. I want him to stick around. Me too, Bucky admits. He will. She replies simply, you can tell with him. He loves you. I don't think he plans to go anyone. What?
What?
I don't think he plans to go anyone.
I don't think he plans to go anyone.
That is great, great loss in translation. Not unless you make him. She goes quiet, seemingly stopping herself short. Suddenly, she's lifting her dress, I mean feet, so she can turn fully towards Bucky and cross her legs.
You gotta stop with that shit, dude.
Why? What, is it going to throw you off?
No, it's just wrong.
Okay. Looking at him straight on, she gently says, don't make him. Okay? Look, she says lightly. I'm sorry. Look, she says lightly. Sighs lightly. Shit. Also, Val's not here, so I'm my own worst enemy.
It feels I am my own worst enemy. Please tell me. Please tell me why.
We're still not done the story. And now reading about the problem.
And then I got a ghost song. Oh, God, tell me.
Cheers, David.
Cheers.
She sighs lightly. I know I like to give you shit. It's a terrible present. And get on your nerves. That's what siblings are for. It's my God-given right, along with guns and slaves. Just like what? You drive... Shit. Just like you drive me up the wall 99% of the time. But you're still my brother, and I like knowing that you're happy. I miss you when you're not around, she admits. First
boo!
I was saying boo earns. For a split second, Bucky looks back to her and sees that little baby girl he felt personally responsible for watching over when they were younger until he crashed the car drunk.
No, it was a Dodge Caravan.
It was a Dodge Caravan.
Okay, is that not a car?
No, it's not. It's a van.
He remembers back to a time when it was them versus the world. And she was the single most important thing in Bucky's life. When did she get permission to grow up? Get so big. So...
Oh, God, no. This is not Folgers. We've discussed this already.
Stop trying to push Folgers.
Never! He shuffles so that he's facing her, too. Taking one of her hands, he gives it a squeeze. Keeping his eyes down, he mumbles back, miss you too, Bex. I should have visited more. I guess I've been a pretty shitty big brother the past year, few years, haven't I?
Few years?
Decades. She gives him a tiny, tight smile, not slight smile. What the shit is wrong with my eyes today?
They're bad.
Too much semen in them. Covering their Steve. Hands with her other one.
Steve.
What?
Please tell me.
Please tell me why. We're not playing Senran Kagura Bon Appetit right now.
Yeah, please. Why are you playing that fucking game?
No, why? I was asking why aren't we playing it right now? It would make
no. Why are you playing that game?
Because it's fun as shit, dude, and it's hilarious.
You like to see the little girls take the clothes off?
Number one, they're all of age. Number two, it's hilarious. Number three, they're attractive. Okay.
Number four, shut up. It's my home. I can do what I want.
Exactly.
They're not attractive. They're monstrosities.
Just because they don't have 19-foot-long penises to appease your appetite doesn't mean
I'm just saying that Senran Kagura 19 Penis Edition could be pretty good.
It could be pretty good, but then again, I also feel like it's keeping his eyes down. He mumbled, oh, right, I already read that. Covering their hands with her other one, she replies, you did the best you could. You tried, and you failed miserably. The point is, never try. No, I didn't, actually. I could have done a lot more for you. For mom and dad. Everyone, I should have been there. They stay quiet for a minute or so, both of them staring down at their hands and, by extension, Bucky's left arm. It's the hottest part of Bucky. He hears his sister softly clear her throat. Her voice sounds uneven when she says, I never blamed you. You know, I was never mad at you. I told you before that I had never had to forgive you because there was nothing to forgive. Ugh. Oh, that feels better. Rebecca. Bucky immediately sighs, feeling himself beginning to close off as he peers up at her grimly. Don't. Please. I'm not saying we have to talk about it, she replies, looking just as emotional. I'm just saying that, Buck, you need to be able to forgive yourself someday. I don't want you looking at me for the rest of our lives and seeing nothing but your mistakes. Bucky's frown deepens. Sad clown. Is that what you think I see when I look at you? Now she is the one to cast her eyes down, clearly fighting the urge not to cry. Her mouth trembles and Bucky realizes she got that from him. That refusal to look weak in front of others. He was supposed to set the example for her. That's what big brothers are fucking for. Instead, he passed down one of his worst qualities. What? Being afraid to cry. No. I wish that was in the sequel, but no. He doesn't want Rebecca to close off to people the same way he did. Quickly, he takes her chin in a gentle grip and tips her face back up so she'll look at him. And now it's David's turn.
It's David's turn. He's on 141.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you, Lord. I can always count on you to temp any out of a jam.
Yeah.
Hey! He whispers insistently. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I made you feel like that. You're not my mistake. not any kind of mistake, all right? You know what I see when I look at you?
A ham sandwich.
Tears prickle the corner of her eyes, but she still seems to be fighting letting them out. Sniffling lightly, she tries to roll her eyes again and ask, ham sandwich?
Dave, after I said that, I read tears pickle the corner of her eyes.
Yeah, I read it too. Tears pickle. It's delicious. Soft kosher dough. What? Bucky doesn't take his own off of her. I see my baby sister and the first real friend I ever had, he answers. His voice cracks. I see the only flesh and blood connection I have with this fucked up world. And I see my partner in crime growing up. She releases a wet sounding laugh.
That's a wet sounding fart. They're not the same thing.
No, wet sounding fart is like this.
Thanks for that, Dave.
I have a boner.
Wet sounding laugh. And when her eyes crinkle, a tear finally rolls down her cheek.
I see someone who's a young woman now, but who I always want to argue is still the little girl who wore the ugliest fucking overalls in the whole world and refused to wear her hair in anything but pigtails until she was 13.
Dude, pigtails are fucking baller.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's good handlebars, man.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god, David.
All right, Logan, have you seen Witch Hunter Robin? Perfect handlebars, man. Just saying.
Witch Hunter Robin.
I have no idea what you're talking about, actually.
All right. It's an anime from 2004, so you might not know it.
Why, because he wasn't born then?
Yes.
Yes.
That is exactly why.
Also, those are some fucking handlebars. Holy shit.
Right? I told you.
I'm going to put that directly in the chat right now.
Okay.
There we go. Them handlebars.
All right, now I got to go switch over to the Discord chat because I'm certain there's going to be a just stream.
Seriously, though, all you need to do is Photoshop a bell and a brake handle onto that, and they are actual handlebars.
Also, I got to address something that's actually in the chat right now. Monster Musume 23 foot long body pillow is an actual real thing.
Yes. Yeah.
It's an actual real thing. And I was like, man, ooh.
How many pillows do you need to stuff in that to make it go?
Well, 23 feet. So the normal pillow is what? 2.5 feet. So
probably it's like 2 feet.
12.
All right. It's anyway. Amazon to buy 12 pillows.
12 pillows. Anyway, back to the story. Where was I? Yes. Now they're both laughing. And Bucky's crying too. He tugs her forward so he can bump their foreheads together. He then gathers up her ego fuck.
Ego fuck.
That's some good shit.
Oh, damn it. They don't sell the one that particular one on Amazon either. Shit.
Well, of course, it's Japan only, because only scrubs from Japan would buy that.
It's not Japan only, David, but I thought it was we did only this on- sold at certain conventions.
Dave, I thought we did this on money. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. okay, anyway. I could never. Then he gathers her up into a hug.
I could never look at you and think of a mistake, he promises. If I've ever made you feel like that, it's only because you're the most important person on the planet to me, kid. Aside from that hot slab of meat over there, you can captain my America any day of the week. have been since you were born. I suppose to take care of you and look out for you, and I failed. Bex. It's never been about you. I just can't. I can't seem to forgive myself for what I did to you.
I never asked for this, Bucky.
He's hugging him back just as tightly. When he finishes talking, they sniffle and pull away from each other. Rebecca takes both hands back into her and gives them a little shake.
Both of his hands back into her, so like absorbing it.
I hope one day you can understand.
I hope you can one day.
Shop for 2 weeks.
You totally screwed that up, Dave.
I know.
It's okay.
I hope you can one day, she says. Because, I mean, I'm fine. I'm still here. You're beating yourself up about something that could have happened and letting it take time away from what you could actually be spending time with me. With all of us. I know,
Bucky says, sighing wetly as he closes his eyes, a few more tears escaping him.
Hey, it's okay.
How do you sigh wetly? God damn it. What your noises are on fucking point today.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Fucking could have happened.
I know,
Bucky says, sighing wetly as he closes his eyes, a few more tears escaping him.
Hey, it's okay,
she tells him.
Just, can you please try? If you really feel you have some sort of debt you need to repay me, you could do this for me then. Try to, I don't know, talk with me more, come see us more.
Skype.
Bucky nods, smiling weakly.
I can do that,
he promises her.
I can do it 9 times.
Maybe I can even come up to New York sometimes and visit you,
she suggests.
I've always wanted to try real New York style cheesecake. See the Statue of Liberty, you know?
Hey, Dave, that's a drink of your moonshine. David slurped wetly.
Oh, yeah. I love slurping wetly. It's good stuff. Bucky exhales a chuckle, pulling one hand back to wipe at his eyes. Rebecca quickly takes note and does the same.
You got it,
he says, nodding again.
We can do whatever you want. You've always got a place to stay with me if you want
it. Oh, my God, that's a $1 million idea. A bra for your balls.
That exists.
Shit, my millions are gone.
Underwear, dumbass.
Damn it.
What a shame.
Good. Now let's stop all this crying, she says insistently, fanning her face before letting her hand slap off of her knees loudly.
Exhaling loudly, she sprouts a smile Bucky's way, and he can't help but in return, or return it as he agrees.
Next up is...
I'm not done.
Damn it. Hurry up.
It's my turn.
Oh, if you want to take this last line.
No, keep going, Dave.
No, 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 Steve. You seem so interested in doing it.
No, hurry the fuck up.
Then she seems to catch herself and says, oh, right, the bet. Yeah, basically, I bet him $10 that you wouldn't admit your feelings to him by the time the week was over. He was really hoping you would, so he took the bet. Bucky blinks, immediately being pulled out of their sad, heartfelt moment. Face falling flat, he deadpans.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Bex.
So she was conniving the entire fucking time.
That gets her laughing. I'm sorry. If it's any consolation, I didn't bet against you because I didn't want that. She tells him. It's just, you're my brother. I know you. It was totally fucking obvious that you were head over heels for him, but I didn't know if you'd let yourself go for it. I was hoping I'd get proven wrong, though. I'm glad I was. Best $10 I ever spent. Wait, hold on. Bucky backtracks quickly, scrunching up his nose. Steve bet you that I would come clean about my feelings?
So this invalidates the entire story. They're gonna break up the moment they get back to New York.
Yep. He's like, you fucked me for $10? Yeah, and you made this bet when? First couple of days after you two got here. She answers with another one of those teeny knowing smirks again. What the fuck?
What the fuck indeed?
It takes a second for things to click in Bucky's brain. But then suddenly his eyes are widening and he nearly shouts. He knew? No shit, Bucky. Everybody fucking knew. He brought lube with him on the trip.
Brought lube and neglected to bring the condoms. So we know where his priorities lie.
Yeah, getting butt pregnant. I never did find that picture to show you guys.
That just reminds me. I was looking up alternative phrases for what you would call, like, going to take a poop, and somebody put sending Teal'c and the team through the Stargate.
Jesus.
So now I kind of want to rig up my toilet for every time it flushes to go, da-da, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, you're not going to do that.
Oh, fuck you. I'll have it ready by the next LAN party.
Rebecca lifts her hands towards him and beams, and he finally figures it out. Ladies and gentlemen, she announces jokingly to the empty air around them. Then she starts to clap. It doesn't make any sense. Steve knew? Bucky doesn't know how to wrap his mind around this new information. But I don't. How long? He demands to know. How long do you know? How long's he known? Did he tell you? Apparently for the last few years. She answers, what the fuck?
This is like retcon after retcon to his own life.
Bucky thinks, what the fuck? Bucky shouts, he's known for years? Seriously? This whole time, he's known I liked him. Why the hell didn't he ever, tell me? Seriously, when did he even tell you any of this?
First off, that's a drink. Second off, I like Pouty Bucky. I would vote for Pouty Bucky.
I wouldn't. I would send him to jail. Okay, first of all, calm yourself, Rebecca says, lifting a hand. Bucky glares at her. You remember when I went for my run and he offered to come with me? She asks. It was then. Bucky shakes his head, eyes closed and face pinched up in frustration. None of this is making any more sense. Okay, Rebecca.
Thanks, author.
I need you to be a little more helpful here. He pushes, fighting to stay level-headed. You have to walk me through this. Did Steve tell you why he never told you?
Wait, you have to walk me through this. What is this, sex ed?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. Ah!
Okay, well, what happened? Bucky snaps. She returns his bout of immaturity and snaps back. You want to hear the story or don't you? Give me a second to actually talk, Buck. Bucky presses his lips into a firm line and waves his hand towards her hastily, physically giving her the go-ahead. She takes a breath and then says,
okay, well, I mean, I basically just flat out called him on the fact that it was very clearly into you.
So that now it turned into Cartman.
Okay.
Your turn, Steve.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm looking at this beautiful picture of Katsunagi.
Fucking read.
But her butts.
Who cares about your weird little anime fetish?
Her butts.
You have a weird anime fetish.
No, I would say that in terms of fetishes, this is probably one of the least weird ones in the entirety of the world. Anyways.
No, because you only like the cartoon butt.
No, I like all butts. All butts are the same beauty in my eye, for the most part. Every butt is beautiful, not every butt is sexy. There you go. Page 143. And he didn't like even bother denying it, she continues. He paused for like a second, looked over at me while we kept jogging, and then told me he was. So then I told him that you liked him too. What? It's not like you didn't, she argues, when Bucky gives her a look. Anyways, then he looked a little disappointed and turned around and told me he knew that too, which I wasn't expecting. I know. I'm sorry, this is like Valley Girl time. I know, that was basically the exact same look I gave him too. I was thinking the same thing you're thinking now. Oh wait, is it also her? Holy crap, she has a lot to read. I was thinking the same thing you're thinking now, and I asked him how long he's liked you. And he told me that the story he told us all of at dinner that first night was completely true. He liked you from the moment you two met. Something about love at first sight. I don't know, I pretended to gag, so I missed what he said exactly, but then when I asked him how long he's known you liked him, too, that's when he told me. So, like, I asked him, I said, then why haven't you told him yet? And you know what he said to me? She asks. Bucky frowns, his previous glare disappearing. What? That he knew you, she answers. He knew how you were, and he knew all these years that you weren't ready yet. He told me, trust me, I wish I could ask him out every day, but it needs to be on his terms.
My fucking God. I'm going to vomit my earlier energy drink into my current energy drink.
He knew that until you
were... This is like C-grade level writing right here.
He knew that until you were ready to let him in, things wouldn't have worked out, you know? You would have sabotaged...
Joke.
I know. You would have sabotaged it for yourself, Buck. He wouldn't have asked you out, and you would have said yes. Damn it, shit, fuck. He would have asked you out, and you would have said yes, but you wouldn't have been willing to open yourself up, because you still would have told yourself you, like, totally didn't deserve it. Rebecca picks up Bucky's pack of smokes and opens it. She pulls one out and then hands it and his lighter to Bucky, knowing that he'd benefit from one right now. Wow, that is one forceful sister. Sure enough, he takes it from her, feeling completely speechless, and then lights up with shaking hands. Steve didn't want to push you, she continues. He said it was hard as fuck, and sometimes he second-guessed himself more times than he could count, but he knew in his gut that it'd only work for you two if you waited until you made the real first move. Fuck you!
Calm down.
No, Christ. That is the...
Yeah, you don't have to really get invested in a story that is between fictional characters that is also fictional in of itself.
Oh, no, it's not a fuck you to the characters. It's a fuck you to the mental philosophy that somebody needs to make the first move and it needs to be somebody else. That's not a good concept for having solid, lasting relationship happiness.
Yeah,
need to make the first move.
Well, as in, like, somebody specifically. Like, if you like somebody, you tell them you like them. If somebody likes you, you should be open to having people tell you that they like you. Like,
you don't really understand how people work.
In any case, it sucks. And that's when we made the bet. He must have had a feeling or something that maybe you were finally ready. I mean, he took the bet for a reason. Maybe it was just wishful thinking on his end at the time. I don't know. But I mean...
Plus, $10 was not that much.
But I mean, I'm glad you finally took the risk. She nudges his arm. I'm proud of you and stuff. Bucky's completely dumbfounded. It was one thing for Steve to tell him that he'd been in love with Bucky for the last 5 years, but to know that Bucky felt the same way for that entire time too? And Steve was able to stop himself from acting on it for that long? Ugh. If not for the fact that he's very clearly proven that Bucky was never a passing phase for him, you're it for me, he'd said. Bucky would see Steve's ability to not act on it over the years as a sign that he mustn't have been very into him. Had it been Bucky in his position, he doesn't know that he would have been able to exhibit that same kind of willpower. He would have been selfish and wanted Steve too much to think clearly. David.
Okay, problem with this story.
Yes.
First off, what? Second, what? Third, what?
What?
But it's Steve. Steve's perfect. He's so damn good. No, wait, hold on. I have to replace this name. But it's Dave. Dave's perfect. He's so damn good. And Bucky can feel how much Steve loves him, even if he isn't completely sure he's done anything to warrant it. So, Steve, having been able to stop himself for the last 5 years, is nothing but a true testament to his feelings. He knew Bucky felt that the way, felt that way about him, but never acted on it for Bucky's sake, because Steve wanted their relationship to italicized last. He still does. It's him then. Just italicized how much Steve worships the ground he walks on, just like his dad had told him.
Worships his wiener.
How did Bucky ever get this lucky?
You want to go talk to him now, don't you?
Rebecca asked teasingly, pulling him from his thoughts. Bucky nods, looking over at her.
Yeah, basically.
Try not to tear a strip off of him,
she jests. They both raise to their feet, and Bucky pockets his smokes, replying,
Wasn't even planning on it.
Please, don't jump him either,
she shoots back. Wait until after you leave, I'm begging you.
Yeah, we don't want any more of that stuff coming through the walls.
Bucky smirks, pulling her in and giving her a proper hug.
I love you, he tells her. Thank you.
Oh no, I'm pretty great,
she replies good-naturedly, hugging back just as hard.
I love you too.
When Bucky gets back to the back into the cottage, he asks the first person he sees, which happens to be his brother, where Steve is. Ben replies that he went upstairs to grab their stuff and start packing up the car.
And also squeeze one out before getting in a long car ride.
Right. Maybe it's just a little overdramatic for Bucky to run to the stairs and take them two at a time, but fuck it. Does anyway.
But fuck it.
Yeah. But fuck it. Yeah. Steve's literally walking out of Bucky's room when they see each other. The blonde has his duffel bag slung across his back, the handle of Bucky's suitcase in hand, and the air mattress under the other arm. Steve works out a lot. He definitely doesn't skip leg day, if you know what I mean. Steve smiles and opens up his mouth to say something, but Bucky doesn't give him a chance. He doesn't even slow down. Just runs straight into Steve, throws his arms around his neck, pulling him in so Bucky can crush their lips together with a grateful kiss. Momentum causes Steve to make a surprise pleased sound in his throat.
Oh, I'll get this one. Here they go.
Wrapping his arm. Next thing he knows, Steve's wrapping his arm around Bucky, kissing him back. They're quick, hungry kisses. Their tongues beating together. And then Steve asks with bated breath when he gets a moment's grace. Well, hello to you. I haven't been apart that long. Well, we haven't been apart that long, but I'll take it. A few years, Bucky hisses back, turning his face to the other side and stealing another deep kiss. You ever hold out on me like that again, I'm gonna kill you. Steve, I swear. I'm sorry, Steve replies, actually sounding genuine. They kiss again, still just as needy. I'm sorry, Buck, I wanted to tell you. I wanted you so fucking much. You got no idea, but God, I couldn't. I'm sorry.
My God.
You done already?
I'm done.
Holy crap. I'm in the middle of having a long, drawn-out conversation.
Oh, yeah. I see when I focus, I'm good.
Okay. Back to Logan.
It's okay. I'm not actually mad.
Yes, you are, because I suck at show.
I'm always mad.
I get it, Bucky whispers quietly. He moans softly in his throat. Quick and barely there. When Steve fucks his tongue back into his mouth.
Oh, God.
Bucky nips his bottom lip. Steve sucks in a sharp, quiet breath. You really love me, don't you? Of course I do, Steve answers. Tell me.
Oh, jeez.
Steve pulls back and stares straight into Bucky's eyes from beneath heavy lids. His own admittedly look a lot glossier now, and his pupils have exploded. Jesus.
Ah!
Bucky has no doubt that his are too. Steve reaches up and combs his fingers through the hair above Bucky's ear, holds the back of his head in his grasp. I love you, he vows. I really love you. Tell me again, Bucky begs. I love you, Buck. Again! Steve leans in and presses a gentler, chaste kiss to his mouth. I love you,
he whispers, lips slightly brushing across Bucky's. Bucky swallows hard and then nods. He's holding onto Steve's wrist, turning his face the slightest bit to nuzzle his temple against the heel of his boyfriend's hand. I love you too, he answers just as quietly. He feels Steve's lips press to his forehead, then his cheek, and finally his mouth again. When they curl up into a smile, Bucky can picture exactly what Steve looks like, even though his eyes are still closed. He has, you know, memory. He smiles back. Thought you were about to maul me with your door open and everything.
Rawr, I'm a bear.
No, he's not.
I don't think he's a bear. Captain America doesn't have much body hair, so.
No, okay.
Bucky is definitely a twink.
Okay.
Voice dropping slightly at the suggestion. Well, never say never.
Rawr.
Bucky replies in a husk. Thought for a second I might too.
I think that's the inverse of a husk. What you're doing right now.
This is how Bucky sounds.
That's not how.
No, but it's canon. That's how Bucky sounds.
Yes, Bucky is a canon.
Shame, really. Steve says, "We only got to fool around in your bed once.
Ugh.
Hardly feels like we got to properly christen it." At this, Bucky opens his eyes. Slowly, he voices the thought he's had since the night his parents' anniversary party, and says, "Well, I mean, we don't have to leave today, do we?"
No.
Tune in next week as Friday Night Fanfiction continues this long fic because it will never end.
The author has hacked into my account and is continuing to write it.
I don't have to be back until Monday. Really? You? Steve looks back at him now with soft, curious look in his eyes.
Flip it, reverse it, try it again, and also take a drink.
Steve's looking back at him now. With a soft, curious look in his eyes, he replies, I got tomorrow off. Okay! Do you want to stay another day? Steve asks, seeming to understand that Bucky wants this for a lot more reasons than he's saying at the moment. There's hope in Bucky's eyes. Would you mind
taking off my pants and jacking it?
I'd love to, Steve admits. Bucky smiles again. I want to stay too, he tells him. Let's stay
forever.
Steve grins and kisses him again. I'll set the air mattress back up.
Ugh.
Bending down to pick it up.
Wait, they have an actual mattress!
Or, since it's our last night, we squish together in my bed and find a way to make it work!
They start building up instead of sideways.
Bucky slowly counteroffers. Even if we wind up being uncomfortable as fuck, you know, I'm sure if we cuddle up tight, it won't be so bad!
Missed in enough, that's a drink. And also, I gotta say, with how much most people tend to roll around at night, no, I don't think you're gonna sleep very well if you cuddle up that tight.
I don't move in my sleep.
Well, then obviously whoever cuddles with you is gonna be very lucky. Lucky Bucky. Yeah.
Lucky Bucky.
Lucky Bucky.
No, it's Logan Hogan.
Page 146. Steve's grin is slow morphing, anamorphing, and brilliant and beautiful. His mouth turns into a bird. Be careful. You can't stay transformed for more than an hour. Otherwise, it'll be a crucial plot point.
2 hours, Steve.
2 hours.
More.
Whatever.
Look, what happened to Tobias was fucking tragic, bro. You didn't think I knew anamorphs, did you?
No. Oh, I knew you knew anamorphs.
Of course you did, because I'm fucking wizard.
No,
Animorphs.
Because fucking Devin made you play the terrible Game Boy Color game.
Stop talking about Animorphs.
I think
Logan, you weren't alive when Animorphs came out.
Yes, I was.
Go watch Animorphs.
The Animorphs generation.
You actually.
That's not a real Animorphs show. The real Animorphs is the ones written by K.A. Applegate.
Yeah, dude. In like 1995.
Yeah, I was alive.
Like, you weren't even around for the Andalite Chronicles or the Hork-Bajor Chronicles.
Hork-Bajor Chronicles.
That's close to how we had to pronounce it. Back in our day, we didn't have fancy Wikipedia pronunciations.
Exactly.
I didn't even
read our follow-up series, Everworld. Fucking nerd.
Wait, there's a follow-up series? I'm intrigued.
It was a separate series written by her. Mm. Or ghost-written by her. I don't know.
Animorphs, fine. Everworld didn't give a shit.
Everworld was actually pretty good.
All right. I think we can do that. Yeah, he says.
It was like Quantum Leap, but in a fantasy setting.
Taking Bucky's hand, they head out of the room to go downstairs and find the family. The family they have hidden in the basement, tied up. It's their house.
So suddenly this fanfic is now Saw.
That would be a great twist ending. As he takes
turns in the out that Captain America actually is a member of Hydra.
Hail Hydra. As he takes in the way the wooden stairs feel hitting his feet, the way the sun's streaming in through the windows, Steve's fingers fitting between his butt cheeks like they were always meant to be there. All of it. I added the butt cheeks thing.
Okay.
Okay, and then take a drink.
Illegal use of a thing that's not in the story. Take a drink.
I take enough drinks as it is.
Drink! You don't get to make excuses.
I get to
drink
in
a protein shake. You better be fucking swole as shit by the time this story's over.
All of it. Bucky feels on top of the world. The day is still so young. There's so much he can do to enjoy the extra time he now has with his family. I mean, it's not like you had to try hard. You had an extra day anyway. Maybe they'll watch a movie. Shit, my brain totally flipped. And instead of seeing Bucky can cook for them, I read Bucky can cock for them.
Excellent.
It's pretty hot outside. Maybe he'll suggest everyone go to the lake for a swim. I don't know. It's the 2-year anniversary of when that teenager mysteriously died. Bucky might even be willing to get in there without his shirt on.
Ooh.
Right now he feels...
Yes, show off them battle scars, boyfriend.
You sound like the old guy from Family Guy.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Hey there. Hey there. What you got hiding under that arm?
Oh, you got some shiny thing under there.
Let me soothe your scars, both physical and mental.
I made myself really uncomfortable.
Oh, look at that. It's time for my sports bag.
Right now, he feels like cannonballing straight off the edge without ever looking back. It doesn't matter what they wind up doing, really. He's just thrilled to get just a little more time. One more day with the place and people that taught him what it's like to believe in magic. .. Through the sliding glass door in the living room of Bucky's apartment, there's the suppressed sound of New York traffic from below. The sky is filled with clouds, but they part from time to time to allow the sun a chance to warm the city from its increasingly chilly fall air. Right now, it's the middle of the afternoon, but it's also a Saturday. They have nowhere to be. The TV
is the perfect time for revenge.
The TV's still on. The volume lowered. The voices on the screen coming out soft, almost muffled. The two plates of half-eaten food sit on the coffee table. The couch sits vacant, but with a lone white t-shirt abandoned near one armrest. This almost is like describing somebody's death scene.
This is almost like the first scene in fucking My Immortal, where
I don't know if it is describing a death scene.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the beginning of Seven. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Just beside it on the little table, there were two. It's trying to start a lawnmower. Two framed photos next to the lamp. One is a group photo of Bucky, Steve, and their friends. Bucky grinning as he looks to the camera, and Steve with Bucky's face in his hand and his lips firmly pressed to his boyfriend's cheek. The other is just one of him and Steve, coated in blood. Okay, I added that. I'm drinking.
Yeah. Stop adding addition, though, Steve, for what it's worth.
Okay. A selfie they'd taken that had actually been a fuck-up. They'd been trying to smile nicely when Steve cracked and started belly laughing for absolutely no discernible reason. Bucky's thumb tapped the capture button purely by accident, but the result was Steve and Bucky both cracking up right in the middle of a genuine buff... Bot? Bot?
Oh, yeah.
Bot of laughter. Steve's eyes squeezed shut, and Bucky glancing over at him. To date, it's Bucky's absolute favorite photo of them. In the kitchen, on his fridge door, there's a small piece of paper held in place by a magnet. A note. Never forget that I love you. Smiley face. Is scrawled across it.
Oh, God.
It's scrawled across it in Steve's handwriting. Next to it, there's also a business card for a Dr. Bruce Banner, licensed psychiatrist.
Ugh. Wait, he's not a psychiatrist, though.
Apparently he is, Dave.
No, he's not. He straight up isn't.
Oh, okay, David.
This is you alternate.
Dave, I think you're taking this a little too seriously. Okay, now.
Yes, I know it's an alternate universe, but so, I put to you, that he would still be a nuclear medicine if he were not a superhero. Ow, why'd you hit me with underwear?
Because you probably deserved it.
Eat that underwear, Dave.
Yeah, you told her to hush. You kind of deserved it.
In Bucky's penmanship, there's an additional cell phone number listed in the event of an emergency. Random articles of clothing litter the living room floor, starting at the white t-shirt and working up to things like belts and jeans and boxers, all leading to the opened door of Bucky's bedroom. Outside, there are car horns and rumbling engines. Inside, there's nothing but the sounds of heavy panting, a bed frame knocking rhythmically against the wall. And I'm there in the hallway. I added the last part. I'll drink for that. Now it's your turn, David. That is an ultra mega drink.
We do not speak of it. It is legend.
He is legend. Also, wait, is that it?
And Steve screaming in that beautiful voice of his. He's on his back, his hands currently above his head and gripping tightly to the bars, making up the headboard, with his knees folded up so that they're touching his chest. He's practically bent in half, ass lifted slightly off the mattress. Looks so small like this. Looks so fucking gorgeous. His golden mop of hair is sticking up in messy tufts from Bucky yanking his head back to bite his throat. Whoa. Flesh that is normally a flawless pale hue is now flushed with deep scarlet from the apples of Steve's cheek all the way down to the leaking tip of his dick.
I thought apples were in the throat.
His dick.
Okay.
His dick.
Okay.
Which was an animation company from 80s and 90s. Dick.
His dick.
It makes the massive cum on his stomach stand out even more. The contrast of white against red is breathtaking as art. In fact, you're so fucking much.
It is so pretty, it is. How bright his baby blues are. Even more so than usual, thanks to the tears. Steve's so fucked out that he's been crying from overstimulation for the past half hour.
At least. I'm fucked out.
Yo, man, yeah. I've been fucked out too, man.
Guys, I'm fucked out, man.
One second.
You don't go fucked begging. Out, man.
One second he's begging Bucky to stop, and the next he's begging for more. Bucky knows which one he really wants, though.
All right, hold that thought. My dog is whining about poop. Continue without me.
Go take your dog outside to poop. Fuck no. He's relentless. They've been at it for the last half hour. Fuck.
Learn how to write, writer.
You learn how to read, reader.
Touche, logs. Touche. For the last hour and a half, started with hands, with tongues and teeth. They moaned and gasped and shuddered all over each other's names. The first time they were both separately brought to climax. But today, Bucky had felt inspired. It had been one of those moments where he'd made the mistake of doing nothing more than glancing at him. And he knew all he then wanted, and he still wants, was to worship his boyfriend's entire body until he forgot his own name.
What's your name? Robert.
Robert
Cop 3.
I mean, Bucky Barnes.
Doesn't matter that they still can't keep their hands off of each other. Even a couple months later, that Bucky's sex drive is through the roof for the first time in years, and all he wants is Steve. More of Steve. All of Steve. My night and day on every surface possible. Even though things aren't as new for them anymore.
You know what? Growing up, I thought sex drive was sort of like a canned food drive or blood drive.
Cool. Man, you are a dumb fucking kid, man.
I was, thank you. All kids are dumb, at least I can admit it.
Because Bucky knows that there'll never come a day when he'll look at Steve and not be overwhelmed like this.
What? What the shit happened? What?
It's a picture of the new Nintendo controller placed over Arnold from Hey Arnold's head.
I'm okay with this. All right, please stop dying.
Oh, that is a great picture.
He's got like a fucking janky ass tooth, too.
Great. Anyway, moving on. Steve, more of Steve, all of Steve. Not one to make him feel so good. So we got Steve nice and comfy on his back and had devoted a solid 20-odd minutes with his face buried between Steve's ass cheeks. And his tongue as deep as it could go in his hairwool. Bucky's long since gotten his regular stubble bag, and Stevie just loves when he scratches his skin up until it's left raw. Ow. All Bucky needed was one little finger, sneaking it smoothly within Steve's tight walls and fluidly curling it just the right spot. And with a surprise cry, his boyfriend came a sucker time. Bucky waited until it finished passing before looking strip up Steve's soft
stripe. It's stripe.
A stripe of it.
It's like fruit stripe gum, Dave.
Steve's softening cock and closing his mouth over it, gently rolling his tongue around the length over and over, despite Steve's weak protests. Steve never actually wants him to stop. He always wants more every time. He's got a permanent, constant hunger for Bucky, too. It's made for a lot of sleepless nights and a handful of broken furniture between them.
Oh my goodness. All right, I actually hate this couple now so much.
One man.
I already hated them.
All right, it's your turn, Logan.
Okay.
You're at 148.
Yeah, I know where I am. It's really easy to keep track when it's only three people. Bucky was able to... What is that? What the fuck is that noise? Oh, it's another tab I had open.
What the fuck is that noise? What's the porn? Oh, it's another tab I had open.
No, it was like a ticking clock and it was freaking me out.
You have to finish.
Bucky was able to get him hard again within about 5 minutes. It took Steve a little longer to reach his breaking point the third time around. But Bucky learned over the past couple months that if you massage... Months? Wait. How long have they been at this cabin? I wasn't paying attention.
They're in New York!
I wasn't paying any attention.
It's a hell of a town. The schoolyard's up and the shopping mall's down.
It's a hell of a town!
New York's that way!
Thanks, kid!
If you massage Steve's prostate long enough, it'll force an orgasm over him. Oh, like it'll go over him like a blanket. You know, the way that, you know, massaging people's prostates works with everybody.
I was going to say, like, I've seen some anime porn that worked that way. Okay. Go on.
I was going to say, can you link me to that then?
No, I'm okay. That's your guys' thing with Cogger. I'm not into it.
Oh, no. I think this was...
No, you're weirdos. Regardless of whether Steve thinks he's ready again or not.
No, it was food on dude. Girl with a wiener.
Okay, Dave.
I'm fairly certain she exchanged the words, I know man's body just like I know my body or something.
Okay, Dave. You keep doing that.
I can't. I'm not allowed on that part of the internet anymore.
Wow, you got banned?
Yeah, totally.
Wow. Right? How did you get banned?
I didn't. That was a lie.
He got banned because he stopped reading the story. So, Logan, don't get banned yourself.
Yeah, Logan, start reading the story, you clod.
Oh, no. I just thought you guys wanted to keep interrupting me. So I was going to go along with it. Oh, are we good? Are we good? Can I read?
Yes!
Thank you. Regardless
Wait, of Logan, whether... You're... Okay, go ahead.
He's like, no, I'm not even mad.
Are we good? Are we good? We're good.
I'm good.
Steve, are you done?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Oh god, no! We lost both of them! No!
I'm still here.
Well, he's back!
Yeah, I told you he'd be back.
Yeah, are we good now?
Go ahead!
And they may have grown to switch often. Bucky could wax poetry. He could wax poetry about how much he loves to ride Steve's dick and feel it for days afterwards.
I want that dick.
Jesus. But what Bucky lives for is to be the one to deconstruct Steve and take him apart. I like to cut him up and put him in my freezer. Nothing else makes him feel quite as powerful,
hey, you're supposed to
or
drink.
Trusted or loved as cutting him up and putting him in his freezer.
Link, No, drink, not Link.
No, you're getting Links.
Link, drink. Drink a Link. Whatever the shot.
Somebody find Bucky and Steve Goro.
Or, no, wait a minute.
No, don't. I draw the line there. I'd like my sex to be consensual and fun.
Just, you're a liar.
All right, here. It's true. Logan, you have to drink a Link. You're going to drink the Triforce, which is one part dark rum for courage, one part 99 bananas for wisdom, and one part Goldschlager for power.
Okay, bring it over here.
Okay.
I don't have any of those three things, so you're going to have to bring it to me.
All right.
And I'll wait.
No, you read now.
He had held himself up to his palms, pistoning his hips back and forth. Exactly the right angle. With Steve folded beneath him like this, Bucky can hit his sweet spot almost every time. And that's the point. His favorite thing in the goddamn world these days is to spend whole hours fucking nothing but Steve's prostate. It's become a bit... so poorly written. It's become a bit of a game for them. See how many times Bucky can make Steve come from it before Bucky either loses stamina or takes pity on him. Steve's a fucking champ when they do this, and Bucky knows it. Their record had been 6, with little to no breaks in between each orgasm. Out of curiosity, one time, they'd switch places so Bucky could feel what it was like. He'd only made it to 3 by the time he was sobbing into the air, having a hard time breathing, and so oversensitive that he pleaded with Steve to stop.
Please stop! I can't do this! I have to go to work!
Steve knew from the tone of his voice that he was actually serious.
I have a doctor's appointment!
It's the ass doctor.
He says I'm butt pregnant.
But Steve takes it like nothing else Bucky's ever seen in all of his life, and it leaves Bucky so fucking hypnotized at the sight of him. They're past 6 by now. He bites his lip and blinks the sweat out of his eyes, breathes fast and rough through his nose, keeps his gaze locked attentively on the younger man's face. Wait, he's younger than him?
Yeah.
Alright. Pounds into him even faster.
Yeah, you like it.
Well on his way to not really 9.
9, 9, 9!
Absolute fucking mess. To the point where the constant jutting of his body along the mattress from Bucky's thrusts have it leaking onto his side.
Down his side.
And dirtying up the sheets, growing as wet as the pillow beneath Steve's temple, which is soaked through from his tears.
Okay, so you know what? I misread that. I thought it was his stomach that was leaking down his side.
His like guts are spilling out.
Yeah, this is like some Event Horizon shit going on in here.
God, the air around them is stiflingly hot. Smells of sweat and semen and pheromones. Bucky always grows his hair out a little longer in the colder seasons. These days, it's shoulder length. It had been in a small, messy bun when they'd been innocently eating lunch on the couch. Not anymore, though. Bucky doesn't even know where the elastic went. Only that they'd been making out hectically on the bed when Steve yanked it out of his hair and threw it away somewhere. He yanked all his hair out.
He's now
everyone else.
Card.
Yeah. Everyone else can say what they want about Bucky's hair. They can make their snide comments and inferences that he should cut it, but Steve loves it. The more he can bury his fingers into it and pull on it, whether he's topping or bottoming, the hornier for Bucky he gets, if such a thing were even possible.
This is really, really wrong.
I wouldn't say it's wrong. It's just kind of bad.
Well, no, like the descriptions are just so. It is like borderline. I would say graphic, but it's not like sexually graphic. It's like violently graphic. Like
I don't. Not really.
Maybe that's just my interpretation of it. But
I think it is just your weird interpretation of it.
Moving on, page 149.
Well, no, I offer up 6 too, but
yeah.
Like, the descriptive language they're using is a little bit more than rup should be.
Yeah, like, honestly, if they included the word rupture somewhere in there, it wouldn't surprise me with the phrasing that's going on right now. So, page 149. So his hair's in his face, matted to his forehead and neck, hanging in his eyes in thick and thin strands, damp to the roots from perspiration. He loves when they fuck to the point where they're practically drowning in their own sweat. Like that!
That's not violent at all.
Am I the only one that, like, seeing the whole drowning in their own sweat? Like, this is just... it just seems malicious to me. Anyways. They're the best workouts he ever gets. Seriously, dude, get a fucking gym membership. Plus, it guarantees them a shower afterwards. And the only thing better than hot, sweaty sex is hot, sweaty sex followed by a relaxing shower where they lazily hold each other and kiss and laugh and give each other shampoo mohawks. Dave, when we go to the bathhouse in Japan, will you give me a shampoo mohawk?
I actually don't think that you take the shampoo in those areas. Well, there is a showering area, but it's not the bath area.
Oh, dang.
Oh. But yeah, I'll still give you a shampoo mohawk, both Woo-hoo! On your head and on your pubis.
I'll give you a semen mohawk.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, my semen stays in tip-top shape for my lady.
This conversation swerved so bad! He drives into
general disdain for the story.
He drives into Steve harder as a Dodge Caravan would because because he picks up on the minute signals and can tell that Steve's close again. The biggest one being that all of his boyfriend's half-aborted babbling and hurt sounds have once again dwindled away to nothing but a litany of hoarse cries and loud whines. At first I read whinnies. Steve only forgets the basic functions of speech when he's about to come like this. What is this, like 10 times now? Jesus. The first few times, Bucky still had enough of a grasp on his sanity to talk Steve through it and encourage him during these crucial moments. This isn't birth, but he's too lost.
I mean, it could be.
Butt birth.
Could be ass birth.
I've seen some anime porn that started that way.
I mean... what was that when Anal Sanctuary Sum was getting birthed?
Oh, gosh, no. Too focused on Steve's pleasure and making sure Steve's okay to do anything other than pant harshly and sometimes utter the odd curse. Damn you, Bucky! Sure enough, he watches Steve's chest rise sharply and then pause just for a heartbeat. Then Steve unravels, and there's nine. The noise he releases as the tip of his dick drools out a weak, thin stream of semen. The best it can do at this point.
That's the funniest thing all story.
It's more of a ragged, shrill wheeze than anything. They're fucking to the point of, like, having punctured lungs now. This is wrong and bad wrong. And there needs to be a new, stronger word for that.
11% on
how about badong?
11% yes. on Rotten Tomatoes.
Killing is badong.
14% on Metacritic.
And it only lasts a second before his upper body is heaving again and his eyes squeeze tighter shut, falling back into more blissed out sobs. Fresh tears make the wet patch on the pillow blossom even bigger. It's so perfect and so fucking hot that Bucky could probably come right now too, if he let himself. I don't like this. I don't like it. The whole, like, fucking to violence thing, not my thing.
There's no violence.
He's crying on the goddamn pillow after having, like, a fucking pulmonary embolism.
I don't think you know what that word means.
I don't think you know what that word means.
A pulmonary embolism is when a heart valve ruptures.
Yes!
Yeah, he hasn't had a pulmonary embolism.
But he doesn't want to stop. Nine's a great number, and he's so damn proud of Steve right now that he gives him a participant trophy. And truthfully...
Oh my god, I have to do that now. Steve, I want. Let's get a fund together that we can give our significant other participant trophies when we have sex with them next. Like, in the afterglow, just be like, babe, you know you mean a lot to me, and I've been saving for this special occasion.
Get down on one knee and just present.
Get down on one knee, pull out the trophy.
Pull out the the trophy, and it just says participant award. No name or anything, and for some reason, it's a hockey stick and a baseball glove. God, I'm crying. It's almost as if I was fucked by Bucky 9 times. Anyway,
terrible.
I know.
Bucky is in a committed relationship with Steve.
Yes, committed to fucking him until they have like sleep apnea.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're in love, Steve.
So drowned in semen that they just start snoring semen.
Ugh.
And truthfully, Bucky's,
that's a visual I could have lived without.
Truthfully, Bucky's felt like he could come since they hit number 7. But he wants to see if they can go to 10. No, dude, you gotta live like fucking Spinal Tap. You gotta take it to 11.
Like, all I see is just, like, a giant puddle of semen with tiny bubbles coming up, and then those bubbles pop, and it goes...
you mean, like, the anime sleeping bubble?
Yes.
Beautiful. Cut it, print it, send it to the animators. 10 seems like a solid, whole, and well-rounded-off number. 10 is what he really wants. He can see the understanding sinking on Steve's debauched face. That moment when he realized...
That's a weird way to describe someone's face.
Only after describing somebody's face as debauched as Logan say, huh, this is a little strange.
No, to be honest, it's all been strange. It's just not violent like you seem to be pushing it to be.
That moment when he realizes what's about to happen. Again. Because Bucky stops thrusting only long enough to lean down and turn Steve's face towards him for a kiss. It's sloppy, clumsy. Steve's boneless at this point and doesn't even have the strength to hold the weight of his head up. So it's heavy against Bucky's palm, and their breathing is so labored that the kiss is more so panting into each other's mouths and darting their tongues together than actual kissing. This is unhealthy. For a second, Steve exhausts the smallest, softest sound while they do that. And Bucky realizes that it's the sound of exhaustion and relief. He's under the impression that Bucky's finally throwing in the towel, but then Bucky doesn't pull out.
Pull out!
You're going down! We're losing altitude! He doesn't need to glance down and check to know that Steve's rim is most likely inflamed and a bit swollen right now. Oh no, please, yeah, author.
Tylenol will fix all that.
Go on, please, tell me more. He can
just cram an aspirin up in there.
He can only imagine how sensitive his prostate feels, that Bucky's cock grazing it is starting to pain him as much as the pleasure's unbearable. Same as his orgasms right now. But Bucky also knows Steve. If Steve really wanted Bucky to stop, he'd stop him. And he hasn't. Dave?
David.
What? Oh, shit. Is it my turn?
150. Yes. Page 150.
Oh, we're almost done. That means we only have like 3 episodes left. So he can quickly run his hand through his hair and get it out of his face before grabbing Steve's hips and manhandling him down the mattress a bit through the top of his head. Doesn't go smacking into the bars of the headboard. That's really hard to do, actually. I applaud the guy who voiced King Candy. Steve's eyes widen the slightest bit, even with his completely unfocused gaze. It's why when Bucky hooks his arms beneath Steve's knees and then lowers his back down, forcing Steve's ass to lift off the bed again, as Bucky cuts off his air with another kiss and starts to rock within him again. Steve makes the noise of protest against the mouth and then weakly begs the second he can breathe again. And it's also when Bucky growls back, I love Shia LaBeouf. Yes. He goes from rocking thirsty again. Steve continues to plead, but doesn't actually stop him. They both want this. Bucky knows Steve's loving this. In fact, because he even just the realization that Bucky wants to go another round has his cock showing signs of life once more. No more! Steve keeps chanting deliriously, back to crying softly. One more. Bucky insists. He shifts his position around until Steve whispers brokenly when he thrusts back into him. And Bucky knows he's in the right spot again. That's exactly where he stays after that. One more for me, Stevie.
Does he actually say Stevie?
He says Stevie. I didn't write any typo that.
That's pretty awful.
Steve's using what little remaining strength he has to shake his head. No. Which really only sluggishly letting the tip from side to side because gravity does most of the work for him. Again, he croaks.
Yes, you can.
It hurts. I can't. Thief keeps begging. He grits his teeth to the stressed sound, squeezing his eyes tighter shut again with a strained whine. He digs his head back into the pillow, making his neck arch and the veins to strain tautly against his skin. He's so fucking flushed. He looks incredible. Bucky resigns himself, or with himself, that the moment he gets Steve off the last time, he's going to let himself finish. Finally. Steve lets go of the bars above his head to reach down to get a feeble hold onto the back of Bucky's thighs, right below his ass.
Woof!
God.
Steve bites out, voiced pitchy, gasps a few times, and then cries,
Baby, please!
Baby, please!
Yeah? Let's stop, please! All right, fuck!
He went first. I can't. Yes, you can. Steve, you can. Bucky pants back. You can. I got you. It's okay. Stevie, I got you. So good. Good. You'll come for me? Steve's so out of it that he first shakes his head. And then he's suddenly nodding. Teeth digging into his bottom lip. Bucky's bugging him so faithfully that the speed of his own pulse is beginning to make him lightheaded. His vision's starting to blacken in the corners. He's exerting himself so hard, knowing that, amazingly, Steve's already close again. That fast.
Holy shit!
His balls starting to drop tight. He's fluctuating in his rhythm just a tad.
You know that feeling when your balls get tight?
Yeah, good news, David. I didn't lose my testicle.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Now my grandkids can happen.
Are you going to carry them? Is that?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to carry them in my testicles.
Wait, oh, God. Is this like the sequel to Junior?
Yes. Danny DeVito expressed interest.
Horrible. Absolutely 100% bad.
I'll deal with it. It's cool.
You're sure as hell not going to wake up in the middle of the night.
I don't even wake up for me. Anyway, Bucky's cock has been getting squeezed and stimulated within Steve's tight body for the last hour without release. He'll be lucky if he doesn't pass out the moment he actually lets go.
Okay.
He whispers back, nodding even though Steve's not looking. Whenever you're ready, sweetheart, I've got you. Come for me, Steve. Just this is the last one. And then we're done. I promise. Ah, fuck.
Logan?
Fuck.
Fuck.
It's only a dozen more thrusts or so, but Steve does, and it's incredible. However, this one feels for him. It draws an unexpected and sharp shout from his lungs. Thank you. Like they'd been punched out of him. Jesus.
See?
No, that's the first time.
No.
It's not a CC. It's not a get 'em moment, Steve. There's no gotcha.
It's all gotcha.
It's sort of a sound like the first syllable of Bucky's name. But only just. No, he's just vomiting right now. Bucky can't see Steve's dick with the way they're positioned, so he quickly pants. You coming? Steve nods. Still baring his grit teeth. That's really not the way you write that. As Bucky watching a string of new tears just stream down the blonde's cheek. And then, just like that, Bucky gives him one last deep thrust and lets himself shatter. It's nearly blinding. It racks his body so suddenly and forcefully. He's just like, it's nearly blinding, and it racks his body so suddenly and forcefully. His mouth drops open, and now his gray eyes squeeze shut as a loud rips from
Logan's mom.
It takes everything he has not to slip out of consciousness.
Do me a favor and please say that I apologize on your behalf.
Mom! Steve says sorry!
Oh, when we get our family involved in things.
That gets him trembling violently. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I didn't miss anything. As he continues to ride the waves of his climax and Steve, his... Wow. That was not a good place to put a comma. And Steve, small pause, his... He starts mumbling the word fuck over and over until he's sure if he's thinking it or saying it or both anymore.
Finally, after what feels like years, the ecstasy ebbs enough for him to... Hang on a second, I gotta go let my dog in.
Damn it, I'm hanging by a moment here.
Are you hanging on the moment?
Yeah, here with ahead. Me? Go ahead.
I gotta find my spot. I sit back down. Yeah. Fuck you, asshole.
Finally, after what feels like years, the ecstasy ebbs enough for him to very mindfully pull out of Steve before tipping to the side and falling face down onto the bed to Steve's right. Neither can gather the words to talk for the first solid 10 minutes or so.
They're fucked so hard, their brains are on the other side of the room.
Yeah. And this is, gives another meaning to fuck your brains out. All they can do is share the odd, barely there glance before for Bucky or Steve's eyes will roll back into their heads from exhaustion. A few additional minutes later, and Bucky has enough strength to lift his arm long enough to drape it across Steve's chest and shuffle in closer. Both men still noisily gulping down mouthfuls of air, they look at each other again, and Bucky asks, "You okay?" Steve nods, "Yeah." He breathes back, "You?" "Yeah. That was fucking amazing." "Yeah." Steve agrees with a little more enthusiasm. "Gonna be sore tomorrow. I'm sore now." He adds as an afterthought, chuckling only once before closing his eyes again and inhaling deeply through his nose. "I'm sorry," Bucky says, kissing his shoulder. "Don't be," Steve answers, and Bucky knows he means it. It's the good kind of sore. Favorite kind, actually. God.
Wait, people have a favorite kind of sore?
Yeah.
You mean don't? My favorite kind of sore is a Bulbasaur.
My favorite is the kind... Cut there, man.
Ha! My joke was better!
No, Steve was laughing too much and I couldn't get my joke in.
Oh, fuck you! Don't blame your shit on me!
I am blaming my shit on you. I do it all the time.
Yeah, that's your problem.
I wouldn't say
God, much. Baby, you... He chuckles, looking a little disbelieving, like he always does when they do this particular thing. "You fuck so goddamn good. Absolutely wreck me." Wow. That was a sentence that I had to read. That, what are you fucking... Yeah. Dave, what are you doing?
I'm ordering a snack.
You fuck so good, I gotta order a snack.
Yeah, there's some chips. That's just because I know what you like now, Bucky replies modestly.
Yeah, it's guacamole.
Steve gives a small shake of his head. "You were always this good. Fuck, I'm completely beat. I'm passing out here." Bucky lifts his head. Feels like it weighs like a bag of bricks. Weighs like a bag of bricks. And peers back down at the impressively large puddle of semen glistening across Steve's abs and still trickling. You should really not go to sleep while it that's was, on
it's
you, man.
The size of Lake Superior.
I think we need to get cleaned up, Bucky points out reluctantly. He doesn't want to move either. He really doesn't. But if they fall asleep like this, they'll be waking up with the sheets stuck to their skin. And there'd be nothing pleasant about that.
Hey, I can vouch for that. It ain't fun.
I'm going to throw these into the wash and grab the clean sheets from the closet. Do we have to? Steve fake pouts. His eyes are already closed again. And his breath's leveling out. What if I don't want to? Steve.
I'm going.
Steve.
Come on, Bucky presses, kissing his shoulders a bit more firmly. Tell you what. I clean up in here and you hop into the shower and get it ready. I'll be in a few minutes, and we can make it fast. Then we can throw on a movie and pass the fuck out if we wanna. Oh, I wanna, Steve says with a tired chuckle. I wanna right now, actually, but fine, if I must. Bucky smiles, watching as Steve takes a deep breath and finally reopens his eyes, bracing himself to sit up and deal with the inevitable mess that'll make. When he does, and that mess does happen, Steve's comical reaction is priceless. Bucky gets howling with laughter at the look on his boyfriend's face. Steve's hilariously clenched his glutes and hobbling away into the bathroom the moment his legs are functioning again. And when Bucky eventually hears the sound of his shower coming to life, he wills himself to roll out of bed too and do his part.
He should probably take a shit before he goes to the shower.
They're both still just as exhausted when Bucky finally joins him. Steve almost falls asleep standing up while Bucky's in the middle of giving his hair a quick wash to get all the sweat out. Still, it's relaxing and nice. It's even nicer when they stumble back into the bedroom and know they have a clean bed again to collapse onto. Bucky doesn't even bother with putting on a movie once his head is hitting his pillow. Fuck it. He's comfy now. They're both just gonna pass out anyways. They settle together, the way Bucky likes best, with Steve pressed behind him, holding him close, face buried into Bucky's hair. So all Steve has to do is tilt his chin a little to kiss the back of his neck. Sleepily, Steve says, "Don't forget about your appointment tomorrow." "I won't," Bucky replies. It's only his third time meeting with Dr. Banner, but he made a promise to himself and to Steve that he'd give this his full commitment. "Remember, you want me to come in with you at any point, and I will," Steve murmurs. Bucky holds Steve's hand against his chest tighter. "I know. Thank you." "You're welcome." "Hey, Steve?" "Hmm?" Bucky bites his bottom lip and then asks, "Can you tell me?" There's a pause. And as always, Bucky bets that Steve just smiled. He can hear it in his boyfriend's voice when he replies, just like he always does whenever Bucky asks, "I love you, Buck. Every morning and every night." To the end of the line. Bucky releases a quiet breath, one corner of his mouth turning up into a shy, relieved smile. "I love you too," he says back. To the end of the line. Bucky's really starting to let himself believe it.
Oh my god! Believe it!
Yeah, I'm a fan of Naruto too.
Oh my goodness, we are done! We did it!
Finally. Jesus, it took way too long.
Alright, so how did y'all feel about season 3?
Well, aside from that whole, that one fic that we read a couple weeks ago,
The one that we've just finished now?
Yeah, that one. It was pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had to top Maho Shoujo Kaleido Amethyst. Didn't think it could get any more boring? Oh yeah, it got more boring. But it's still, like, not incompetently written. So
yeah, but the Bible is not incompetently written.
This
but
is I a literal embodiment of the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And also Bucky Steve alternate universe, no powers, gay foreign.
It's just, it was boring.
It really was.
It was just two guys frittering away their vacation. It was boring.
Don't get me wrong. Some of the descriptions in the sex scenes were pretty well done. And the romance wasn't completely unbelievable, but it was so drawn out.
You know what would have been really good? Like, Hydra showed up during the second sex scene.
But nope, it's just the sister.
Okay, maybe if her name was Hydra?
I would have liked that. I absolutely would have liked that. But yeah, so that's the end of season 3. Thank you all for sticking with us through this ridiculous trek. We will be back sometime in mid to late May for season 4 to begin. And so far, I think we have, now we have 16 people who have signed up for reading.
Woohoo!
And a metric fuck ton of goddamn fics that have been submitted to us. It's kind of insane.
I want a VR Troopers Power Rangers crossover fic.
This was insane, guys. I actually am really glad we got through this story. And
me too.
And despite it being extremely difficult to get through, I think we still had a lot of fun with it.
Yes, we did have a lot of fun. However, I will positate to you that it was awful.
Of course it was awful. What we do is awful. That's the nature of the show. And I know, Dave, you keep wanting me to be like, "Oh, hey, can we read a good fanfic?"
That wasn't good.
The dog agrees. Fine.
Seriously, it wasn't good.
Do you want to pick out a good one, Dave? Do you want to pick out a good one?
For me, one that is good is one that is my... I'm like, man, I can't wait to read the next chapter next week.
Then do me a favor and fucking submit one.
I did. You said it was too long.
Submit one that isn't over 90,000 words.
Oh, now you see, that's where you lost me, because now I have to do even more work.
Oh, fuck you! Anyways, alright, from all of us here at Friday Night Fanfiction and Nerdy Show in general, thank you for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction.
Friday Night Fanfiction is a joint presentation of Nerdy Show Networks and Night Horse Media. Night Horse Media reserves all right to sue your ass and your balls.
Sue balls. Oh my goodness. I'm out of words. This story drained my brain.
Wasn't that the plot of We're Back, a Dinosaur Story?
I think so. Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanFiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fan fictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Deforestation by Thunder Thoen, and Castlemania 2010 by Ben Briggs. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.